Look, I know I'm dirty and everything, but I just want to talk to you just a minute. I just want a little bit of your time.
Hey, girl.
Welcome to the Trash Man Investor Podcast.
I am your garbage man.
Now, here's your host, Michael Groom.
I come around your house each and every day.
Welcome to episode 2 of the Trash Man Investor. My name is Michael Gruner, and I am the Trash Man Investor. I know there are many investing gurus out there who will take you through how they made their millions and teach you how to replicate their success. But here's what sets me aside from all the others. I'm in the process right now. I certainly welcome your feedback, so please shoot me an email at askmike@trashmaninvestor.com with any questions or comments you may have. Also, please visit my blog at trashmaninvestor.com and comment there as well. First thing I want to say is thank you all for the feedback. I did get a couple emails, which was surprising, I must say, for being my first podcast. So to start out this show, I'm going to address those emails first. The first one I got is from Craig, and I think he was in Denver, Colorado. And he said, "You sound so stiff. Loosen up a little bit." Well, I took that into consideration, and I think what was going on is in episode 1, I read directly from a script. So now I'm going to be doing this in an outline format, which I hope will make me sound a little bit more loose, and hopefully that helps. So the second email I got didn't have a name on it. It's kind of a generic email address, so I won't give it out. Anyway, it said, "What makes you the real estate investing expert if you started in April of 2008? Well, let me just tell you right now, I know podcasts work differently than live radio. And right now, as I speak, it is July 8th of 2008. So I'm only a few months removed from April. First of all, thank you for the email. I do appreciate it. Point number one, I never claim to be an expert. That's the whole point of this podcast, is I'm not an expert. I'm learning. I'm in the process. I have a full-time job. I can't spend hours and hours and hours every day doing this, so I'm not an expert. I do remember, though, listening to one of my favorite podcasts, and I'll get to that later. It says, reading 3 books on a given topic means you know more about that topic than 97% of the world. So if that's the case, then I guess I could possibly consider myself an expert. Anyway, so once again, thank you for the emails. I do appreciate it. Keep them coming. I want to hear pros and cons, what you think. If you like it, if you don't like it, it doesn't matter. I just want to hear from you. So anyway, I left off in episode 1 talking about the light switch being flipped in April of 2008. I was on vacation with my wife, Angie, in Cancun to celebrate our 10th anniversary. My anniversary isn't actually until this Friday, but it was the only week that I could get off and get out of town, so we did. But right before this, a good friend of mine who I worked with, who was also a trash man, named Brian, he started getting the itch, I guess. He wanted out of dumping trash. He was getting tired of it, getting tired of his boss, just getting tired of the whole situation. So he started doing something about it. He started researching different food franchises, stuff like that. Anyway, he ended up finding a Taco Del Mar franchise about a half hour from his house that was for sale and for sale cheap. So he went through the whole process of buying that, and while I was gone on vacation was his last day at work. So before I left on vacation, I asked him if I could borrow a book that he had been talking about that I had heard of before but didn't know much about, called Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And I know everybody here probably who's listening to this has read the book. Anyway, that's what flipped the light on in my head, was reading that book and just realizing the possibilities of passive income instead of linear income, basically having your money work for you and pay you in ways that you can't hardly imagine. So that just flipped the light switch on in my head, and it made me realize I needed to do something else besides just dump trash, something that could provide me a consistent income and hopefully one day get me out of the trash business. So after reading that book, I was so pumped. I just wanted to read some more. So I had also borrowed Why We Want You to Be Rich by Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump, and read that in probably 2 days. Again, I was just stoked about it and loved the idea. So actually on our way home at the airport in Los Angeles, flying from Los Angeles home, I bought Rich Dad's Guide to Investing at the airport and had that read in just a couple days once I got home. So what did I do after that? I started downloading podcasts onto my iPod and learned more than I could ever imagine from the podcasts. And so next time on The Trashman Investor, I will tell you which podcasts I downloaded and how they've helped me, as well as why being a trash man is helping in my real estate investing education. Thank you for listening. Remember to send me an email at askmike@trashmaninvestor.com with your questions or comments, and visit my blog at trashmaninvestor.com. Hope to hear from you soon.
I am your garbage man.